From Storyflow Daily, the day's top 10 June 1st, the Storyflow Daily Brief for June 1st. Here are the 10 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. First, from World War Roman II today, captured on Crete, Australian Staff Sergeant Ray Ryan experienced a shocking moment on the morning of June 1, 1941. He and his fellow soldiers were positioned near the beaches of Sfakia, anticipating evacuation. However, their expectations were disrupted when they awoke to a surprising sight. On that Sunday morning, Ryan noticed white flags waving everywhere. Initially, he did not pay much attention to this, but it soon became clear that something significant was happening. The presence of white flags typically signals surrender, which would have been a startling development for the Australian troops. The events unfolding on the island of Crete were part of a larger conflict. The island had been the site of intense fighting between Allied forces, including Australians and German troops. The situation had become increasingly dire, leading to the eventual surrender. As the reality of the situation set in, Ryan and his comrades would have been aware of the gravity of their circumstances. Being captured by the enemy would have meant uncertainty and potential danger for the Australian soldiers. The morning of June 1, 1941 marked a turning point for Ryan and his fellow troops as they faced an unpredictable future. The capture of Australian soldiers on Crete was a significant event in the context of World War Roman II. The island had strategic importance, and its fall to the Germans would have been a blow to the Allied forces. The experiences of Ryan and his fellow prisoners of war would have been shaped by the events of that morning, as they navigated the challenges of captivity. Second, from RFI English, France weighs tougher safeguards against child abuse in schools. French lawmakers are set to debate new measures to protect children from sexual abuse in schools and after-school programs. This move comes as a series of scandals has put pressure on the government to strengthen safeguards for children. The goal is to prevent abuse and ensure that schools are safe environments for students. The debate is expected to focus on ways to improve the reporting and handling of abuse allegations, as well as increasing support for victims. Lawmakers will also consider measures to prevent abusers from working with children in the first place. This could include tougher background checks and more stringent hiring processes for school staff. The need for stronger safeguards has become increasingly urgent in recent months, as several high-profile cases of abuse have come to light. These cases have highlighted weaknesses in the current system and sparked widespread outrage. As a result, the government is under pressure to take decisive action to protect children and prevent further abuse. The proposed measures are part of a broader effort to address the issue of child abuse in France. The government has already taken steps to improve support for victims and increase awareness of the issue. But more needs to be done to prevent abuse from occurring in the first place. Lawmakers will be considering a range of options, from increased funding for support services to new laws and regulations governing the handling of abuse allegations. The outcome of the debate is uncertain, but it is clear that the government is committed to taking action to protect children. The proposed measures are expected to be widely supported, and lawmakers will be working to find a solution that balances the need to protect children with the need to ensure that schools and after-school programs can continue to operate effectively. Third, from NTR World, U.S. bombs Iranian military sites and Kuwait is hit by drone and missile fire. The U.S. military has bombed Iranian military sites, targeting radar and drone control facilities. This action was taken in response to Iran shooting down a U.S. drone over the weekend. The downed drone was an MQ-1 Predator, an unmanned aerial vehicle used for reconnaissance and surveillance. The U.S. bombing of Iranian sites is a significant escalation of tensions between the two countries. The U.S. has stated that its actions are intended to deter further Iranian aggression and protect American interests in the region. The situation remains volatile, with the potential for further conflict. In a related development, Kuwait has reported coming under attack by drone and missile fire. The country's air defenses were activated on Monday, with Kuwaiti forces opening fire in response to the incoming threats. The origin of the drone and missile fire has not been confirmed, but it is suspected to be linked to the ongoing tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The situation in the region is increasingly unstable, with multiple countries involved and a high risk of further escalation. The U.S. and Iran have been at odds for some time, with tensions simmering over issues such as nuclear proliferation and regional influence. The downing of the U.S. drone and the subsequent bombing of Iranian sites have raised the stakes, and it remains to be seen how the situation will unfold. The international community is watching the situation closely, with many countries calling for calm and restraint. the potential for further conflict is high, and the consequences of such a conflict could be severe. The US and Iran must navigate a complex web of alliances and interests in the region, all while avoiding a catastrophic escalation of violence. Fourth, from Crypto Briefing, Asia stocks rise on high demand as oil prices climb amid Gulf tensions. Asian stocks have risen due to increased demand for artificial intelligence, showcasing the technology's potential to drive growth. This surge in demand is a significant factor in the current market trends. The rise of artificial intelligence is transforming various industries and is being seen as a key driver of future growth. At the same time, oil prices are climbing due to rising tensions in the Gulf region. Geopolitical risks are contributing to the uncertainty in the market, making it challenging for investors to navigate. The situation in the Gulf is being closely watched, as any escalation could have significant implications for global oil supplies. The contrasting market trends highlight the delicate balance investors face. On one hand, the growth potential of artificial intelligence is attractive, while on the other hand, geopolitical risks pose a threat to stability. Investors are weighing these factors as they make decisions about where to allocate their resources. The demand for artificial intelligence is expected to continue growing, driven by its potential to transform industries and drive efficiency. As a result, companies involved in the development and implementation of artificial intelligence are likely to see increased investment. However, the ongoing tensions in the Gulf region are a reminder that geopolitical risks can have a significant impact on the market. Overall, the current market trends reflect the complex interplay between technological advancements and geopolitical risks. Investors are seeking to balance the potential for growth with the need to manage risk, making for a challenging and dynamic investment environment. Fifth, from Le Monde English, a Trumpist makes it through to Colombia presidential runoff. A right-wing candidate has advanced to the presidential runoff in Colombia. Abelardo de la Espriella, of the Defenders of the Homeland Movement, secured a spot in the second round of voting. His campaign has drawn comparisons to that of former U.S. President Donald Trump, with a focus on law and order and a strong nationalist message. De la Espriella's success in the first round of voting has been seen as a surprise by some, as he was not considered a frontrunner at the start of the campaign. However, his populist message and charismatic personality appear to have resonated with many voters. He will now face off against another candidate in the runoff, which is expected to be a closely contested election. The Defenders of the Homeland Movement has been criticized by some for its hardline stance on issues such as crime and security. De la Espriella has promised to crack down on crime and corruption, and has also taken a tough stance on issues such as immigration. His campaign has been marked by controversy, with some accusing him of using divisive rhetoric and promoting authoritarian policies. The outcome of the presidential election is being closely watched, both within Colombia and internationally. The country has been experiencing a period of economic and social upheaval, and the new president will face significant challenges in addressing these issues. The runoff election is expected to take place in several weeks, and will determine the direction of the country for the next 4 years. De la Espriella's advancement to the runoff has significant implications for the future of Colombia. If he is successful, it could mark a shift to the right for the country and potentially lead to changes in policy such as trade and security. The outcome of the election will be closely watched by neighboring countries and international organizations, and will have significant implications for the region as a whole. Sixth, from El País, La Organización Mundial de la Salud sigue su futuro. The World Health Organization is at a critical juncture in its history. The organization is facing significant challenges and is working to address them. The World Health Assembly, the decision-making body of the World Health Organization, recently convened in Geneva. The assembly brings together representatives from nearly 200 countries to discuss key health issues and set the organization's agenda. This year's meeting is particularly important as the World Health Organization is working to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic and address other pressing global health concerns. The World Health Organization is also facing internal challenges, including questions about its leadership and funding. The organization's director general is working to strengthen the organization and ensure it is equipped to address the complex health challenges facing the world. The World Health Assembly is an opportunity for countries to come together and discuss key health issues, including pandemics, infectious diseases, and non-communicable diseases. The meeting also provides a platform for countries to share knowledge, expertise, and best practices in addressing health challenges, the outcome of the World Health Assembly will be closely watched as it will have significant implications for the future of the World Health Organization and global health more broadly. The organization's ability to address key health challenges and respond to emerging crises will depend on the decisions made at the Assembly. 7th, from Straits Times. U.S. says it struck Iranian military sites. Tehran responds with airbase attack. The U.S. has carried out a strike on Iranian military sites over the weekend. This move is the latest in a series of exchanges between the two countries. The conflict between the U.S. and Iran has been ongoing for 3 months, with both sides engaging in repeated attacks and retaliations. Iran has responded to the U.S. strike by targeting a U.S. base. The Iranian Revolutionary Guards claimed responsibility for the attack, which is seen as a direct retaliation for the U.S. action. The back-and-forth attacks have raised concerns about the escalating tensions between the two nations. Despite the ongoing conflict, negotiations are underway to try to bring an end to the three-month-old war. The U.S. and Iran have been engaged in talks, but the recent exchanges have cast a shadow over the prospects of a peaceful resolution. The situation remains volatile, with both sides appearing to be dug in and unwilling to back down. The U.S. strike on Iranian military sites is seen as a significant escalation of the conflict. The Iranian response has further heightened tensions, and there are fears that the situation could spiral out of control. The international community is watching the situation closely, urging both sides to exercise restraint and work towards a peaceful resolution. The conflict between the U.S. and Iran has been marked by repeated attacks and retaliations, with both sides suffering losses. The latest exchanges have raised concerns about the potential for further escalation and the impact on the region and global stability. The negotiations to end the war are ongoing, but the recent developments have made a peaceful resolution more challenging. 8th, from Brian Gherm. Trump's worst week in the courts. Donald Trump has had a particularly difficult week in the courts, with several developments going against him. This week has been notable for the number of legal setbacks he has faced, making it one of the worst weeks for him since he returned to office. One of the key issues is the investigation into his business dealings, with prosecutors making significant progress. Additionally, there have been developments in the case related to the handling of classified documents, which has been a major point of contention for Trump. The legal challenges facing Trump are numerous and varied, with multiple cases ongoing at the same time. His legal team has been working to defend him against these allegations, but so far, they have not been successful in resolving the cases in his favor. The cumulative effect of these legal setbacks has been significant, with many observers noting that this week has been one of the worst for Trump in terms of his legal troubles. The ongoing investigations and court cases continue to pose a major challenge for him, and it remains to be seen how they will ultimately be resolved. The outcome of these cases could have significant implications for Trump, both personally and politically. As the cases continue to move forward, it is likely that there will be further developments and potentially more setbacks for him. For now, it is clear that this week has been a difficult one for Trump in the courts. 9th, from Le Monde. En Turquie, plus de 250 écrivains dénoncent un système judiciaire aux ordres du pouvoir. Plus de 250 écrivains ont dénoncé le système judiciaire en Turquie, affirmant qu'il est aux ordres du pouvoir. Cette dénonciation intervient après une série de décisions judiciaires qui ont suscité des inquiétudes quant à l'indépendance de la justice dans le pays. Le chef du Parti républicain du peuple, Özgür Özel, a récemment été décidé par la justice, ce qui a provoqué des réactions de la part de l'opposition. Cette décision a été perçue comme une atteinte à la démocratie et à la liberté d'expression en Turquie. Les écrivains qui ont signé la dénonciation ont exprimé leur inquiétude quant à l'état de la justice en Turquie, affirmant que le système judiciaire est devenu un outil aux mains du pouvoir pour réprimer l'opposition et les dissidents. Ils ont également dénoncé les arrestations et les poursuites judiciaires contre des journalistes, des universitaires et des militants des droits de l'homme. La situation en Turquie a suscité des inquiétudes internationales, avec des appels à la réforme du système judiciaire et à la protection des droits de l'homme. Les écrivains qui ont signé la dénonciation ont appelé à une action urgente pour défendre la démocratie et la liberté d'expression en Turquie. La dénonciation des écrivains est un signe de la montée des tensions en Turquie, où l'opposition et les défenseurs des droits de l'homme sont de plus en plus inquiets pour l'avenir de la démocratie. La situation continue de se dégrader, avec des conséquences potentiellement graves pour la stabilité et la sécurité du pays. days. 10th, from Screen Rant, X-Men 97 Season 2 officially returns with crucial lore reveal. X-Men 97 Season 2 is returning with a crucial lore reveal. The new season will involve Magneto's mutant faction being sent back in time to ancient Egypt in 3000 BC. Here, they will encounter a younger version of En-Sabinur, who will present the X-Men with a significant challenge. The storyline will also explore other locations, including the deep reaches of the Shi'ar Empire and forgotten Earth enclaves. These new settings will add complexity to the conflict that the time-traveling mutants will face when they return home. The introduction of new environments and characters will likely play a key role in the plot of Season 2. The return of certain characters, such as Polaris, will also contribute to the evolving conflict. As the X-Men navigate their way through ancient Egypt and other locations, they will be forced to confront new obstacles and challenges. The time travel element will continue to be a central part of the storyline, with the X-Men's actions in the past potentially having significant consequences for their future. The combination of time travel, new locations, and returning characters will create a rich and complex narrative for Season 2. The reveal of Magneto's mutant faction being sent to ancient Egypt has set the stage for an exciting and unpredictable storyline. The X-Men's encounter with a younger En-Sabinur will be a pivotal moment in the season, and will likely have a significant impact on the characters and the overall plot. That's the brief for today.